begin the current daven starts about the daven samachay begin on days begin to his master begin with the gemara ki katarach beater katarach. When did he put in this effort? Was when it was still permitted, and therefore it's not a problem. But Pirush Rashi explains because the yain nesach lo hava ad demat lekakosa the zikadito, because it doesn't become yain nesach until it reaches to the bottom of their flasks, and therefore as long as he was engaged pouring it in, he didn't do anything wrong. Isis says, what limits are Elin Bahan Obanizik? Why don't you say that what's above it gets forbidden because of the connection of the flow? Oh, so that says Taisis, that's because Shemlil, come on, because we're going to give Shemlil later on, the Idomen Avtam, that he says, Yayin Biyayin Yimacher, Kuloi. Even if you have the wine mixed in with the wine, you could sell the whole thing. Chutzmid Me Yayin Nesrish, but except for the Yayin Nesrish that's mixed inside, we become like Kavasin, and we hold like him. And therefore, it's not a problem that it's even considered mixed. And even if there would be some of their wine mixed still left over in their vessels, we're not going to say what's above is going to be forbidden with the flow, but to say and that he put an effort in Isra no. Now, however, it says it's morable, according to Ben Tam, the pasuk that he rules Nitzik in a chibra, that flow is not a connection, look, Ashur Midim, and there's no difficulty at all. But come on, later on, the sugya of the flow, we're going to be lengthy about this topic with God's help. I mean, another approach he says, they actually emptied out their vessels very well. Because there actually is no wine that they have left over inside to be a nitzuk chibur. Next test matter, we can do with Zigmara, pristiki. Oh, it's no problem if their flasks burst, because they brought pristiki with it. Pirush Ben Chanan, he explained, Shal Cheres, it's made out of earthenware, Kadam Rekin, these are empty pots and empty jugs. And it'll catch it. I will shun yibokar shneim. Maybe both will burst, and therefore he's ready to become it. No, it says kulay lechashin. That much we're not concerned. Next, it's about to begin with the rizik mach b'moyim b'koyes asuras. And but if the grape is burst, if it's cracked open, then it's forbidden. Bisham nefarish. Bisham explains the ma'ir tumah b'anovah mochabam l'eshkol. Tumah grapes that are connected to the cluster. Mito ukets, but if it's disconnected from the cluster, so the stem is removed, have a come because that's already like cracked in the neck of an ishav is not because of the hole that remains by its tail, where again the yai nesek is going to get in and penetrate the grape from that vulnerability. So it says all gersinon. The gears to beseda mishnah in the order of the mishnah is like this. It talks about first yai nesek shnaval gabe anavim, yai nesek that falls on top of grapes. So the mishnah says yadichum beimutarim. So you can just wash it off, and then mataris they're permitted. Now the mahim makoyes asuris, but if they're burst open, they're cracked open, then they're forbidden. Ma'aseh bebeis ben zaynan, and the story of beis ben zaynan showing maybe gregers b'chulu that he brought dried figs, etc., which they told him that it's going to be permitted. And the mishnah katin zakal, this is the rule kosher banasa b'chulu, whatever you get pleasure and it gives a time, it's aser. If it doesn't, it's mutter. Kagoyin chemish and apple agrees b'chulu like vinegar that falls on the grits, etc. Oyve kachav mishemav v'chulu, non-truth that transports, etc. Akal ha-shayin Rabbein Shmuel, that's until he had the words of Rabbein Shmuel. Now, he misses out one of the halachas in our gears, so not like Gabbatein, but Tamar. So if he's according to this, Sark Lefarish, you have to explain that Shabak Shabak Gemara, and the Gemara has Maisel Ister, that what's this, you bring a story to contradict, it's al nafilas yayim ba'novim koi. It's going on that when wine falls on the grapes, where the Gregor is similar to Mabukais, where dried figs are similar to those that are cracked open. So the question is, by the ones that burst open, he says, Aser, and now you hear bringing me here that it's Mutter. Well, it's from the Gersa of the Mishnah, but according to the text that we have, that the Gersa in the Mishnah is Nafal Gabitmar Ubitainim, that if the Yainus that falls on the dates and the figs, in Yeshbem and Listen Tam Aser, if it gives taste, it's forbidden. And then it says, Maisa Babais, and then it brings the story with the dried figs that's going to be permitted. Now the Gemara very simply asks what? Maisa Lister, a story to contradict, because the Parach McGregor is Latainim, they're both figs. So it's asking dried figs are permitted and figs are forbidden. The Gemara answers yes, the Yanagab McGregor's, because wine on top of dried figs specifically, in this time of gum, it gives a bad taste in contrast to moist figs. Now, because it's difficult, should have said that, oh, the word's missing, and this is what it should say. But when we say that with Marm, but to ain't lachem by moist figs and dates, I'll be vacious, but dried ones, it gives a bad taste. And then it brings a story. So the Gemara doesn't say that. And actually, the Sefer Tam, you're right, in the Sefer Ben Tam, he did not have the girsa of this line like we have in our Mishnah. So next, says Mat to begin the word, the word the Gemara is very rabbi by the boy, the rabbi now. Says to his Gihai Pircha, The same question, Pirkei Rabba by Leboy LeRabba, Kabehi Arva, ran in the boat, the Tav Bechishta, that drowned, the Psachim, that Memon Beis, the Shai Rabba Lezvun, Lev Dukachavim, that grain he permitted himself to a non-Jew. Had the Bei Rabba, and Rabba retracted because, yeah, it's a problem, because sell to non-Jew, might sell the wheat to a Jew, and it's a problem, because it's Chametz stick. So it says, so let me have to say, Sh'achash Neham Aysam Eilu Hikshalai. After both the stories, he asked him the question. The Gemara just, you know, in both sugyas made it separate. But it's not appropriate to say Shatar Rabba Shnei Pavim. The Rabba made the mistake two times and he corrected him both times. He said it twice and then he corrected him one time. Next time about the beginning of the Gemara, by Klein. Granting a garment that a Klein was lost in it. So then we say that's going to be forbidden, even one thread. So it says to him, say, why? But Levatel Beruba, why didn't you say it's nullified in the majority? That's kosher threads. Because the Parak B'Shili Tumor, like the Gemara asks in Tumor, if you have the hair of a Bechor, a Tzara, a Nazar, Sh'arik, Bebege, that was woven into garment, Shama Yibatel, and there would be nullified. He loved the Mukila Shafrasa, if not the fact that it was Shafrasa, Shudab, a Chashab, a Bottle, which is significant, and therefore not nullified. So why don't you say the same thing over here? With Klein, with Shatnas. Tzitz Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yemtiv, he says, no, the Shani Klein is different. The Chol Ikaran, the whole primary halacha in Eisen, it's not forbidden El Adi Erim, only by a mixture. Shashnim Heter, because woolen each individually are both permitted. The Kach Eisa Erim, therefore that mixture is forbidden, no matter what the mixture is, because it's nothing inherently prohibited, it's just a mixture, and therefore it's not going to be nullified. So it says, you're going to say, but Ibas B'Cholav, but when you have milk and meat, the chalach lechut shari, there each one individually is permitted ve'irubi aser, and the mixture is forbidden. The fellow achi batal, and still you say it. There's a nullification. Because min perik al basar, gemara says chunav kafches manav tipas chalav shenaval achidiches basar. If a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, and yesh menaysin tam chulu, if it gives flavor, then there's a problem. If not, you see that there's a bittel. So you see that a mashu is not prohibited over there. What's the difference? If someone says we can say is when the shanavas of a chalav, meat and milk is different. The golik rabbi head did the bottle. The pasuk explicitly reveals to us that there is nullification. And Rambam Hassan, like Gemara says, but the derech bishlas or Torah, the Torah only forbids it if it's through cooking, where it's going to give taste. And if not, it's not. And that's how we know that it is bittul over there. In contrast to the halacha of Klein, this does not mean the word the Gemara is lim kerein loy v'kachavim. He's not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Now, so it says dafka of gezrinan. Now, specifically when the thread is lost in the garment, make a decree shemi kerein loy v'kachavim that he might sell it to a Jew. You're not make it a saddlecloth, but a donkey, because he might, his garment might tear, betray no love, and he's going to use a piece of cloth from that. But regarding definite climb, like that you don't have to be concerned for at all to sell to the Nadru. The Golan Mishnah and climb, regarding the saddle of a donkey and the burial shrouds of a dead person, there's no problem about climb. And with Afka Bahadsa, specifically regarding, like covering yourself with it, like the saddle of a donkey, that he sits on it. But time and the reason the feature of the rabbanon, it's rabbinically problematic. I mean, like the Gemara says, "Perikam the Beit Beis Loyala Lecha shouldn't go on you." But you are allowed to put it beneath you. But wearing it like us, that's rabbinic dan, like we learned in the Mishnah and climb over there. But Loyalin, like I say, if you shouldn't put it on the shoulder, even to bring like the fertilizer on it. But and also like covering yourself with it, also you have to be careful. Shleib b'sar nagei them, that its flesh doesn't touch them. Now, even though regarding laying out like a blanket, the sage were prohibited. Even 10 blankets, one beneath the other one. Climb tachteim and underneath all the 10 mattresses is climb. Xer is the decree shem decharchim al basare that maybe a thread is going to get wrapped around his flesh. Like us, how about we over here by the saddle? For that they did not make such a gzera. So there's a saying that even though we have rabbinically prohibited the hatzah as a matzah, but mardas that they didn't make this gzera. Next time, matzah begin the words of the Gemara, but you can make it as a barrel shot for mes mitzvah. Now, says it, the same thing is beloya, but even if the thread is not lost over there. It's not a problem at all. You know, climb, full-fledged climb is going to be okay, as we said, for Mardas and for Tachriche Meis. For that, there's no iser. And then it's just going to say, and again, even Maradas, we said it's only problem by the one you don't know about because of, you might use it as to cut off, you know, but when you know, then it's not, no concern. Then it says, what do you mean? Why don't you say it's scorning the poor? Which is a reference to, like, you can't mock someone who can't do a mitzvah in front of him. I mean, like we say, regarding tzitzis, so that's the question. Which we say that we definitely have tzitzis on the mace mishum leg l'rash perish ba'isa shoshe yikferuhu, when they bury the person yatilu bet tzitzis, they put tzitzis on his garment mishum leg l'rash, because it's mocking him. So neder she inachay b'mitzis, looks like as if he's not obligated mitzis because he's dead, he can't do mitzis anymore, and it's horrible for him. So one sees him over here with klein that we all can't wear, and he's gonna be wearing klein. Yeshem tzitzis says the shani tzitzis is different. That we're concerned about. Sheishkul connected to mitzvah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, as the Gemara tells him, Nochastav and Gimel. Big loy tfei, and there's more scorning that was concerned about. Now, it says, Rabbi Yehuda Hayomer, Rabbi Yehuda said, that he the Menachas, the Gemara Menachastav, Menalf, Menalf, Alib de Shmuel. Actually, that Gemara that we're asking from tzitzis goes according to Shmuel, the Azal Latame goes to Shitas, according to his opinion, the Islay, that he holds a mitzvah, Betel's Lash Lavai. Mitzvahs are not going to be nullified in the future. Nimsa comes to Kashyam that Tzadikim Lufresheim, when the right shtag and they get up with their clothing, you believe tzitzis, they're going to be without any tzitzis, and the Vyeshkan Aver, they're going to be committing a sin when they get up for Tchis Avesim. But therefore, that's why you have to put tzitzis on the garments. Vadu Tolitim Beleg Lurash, so why do you say the reason is because of Loy Lurash, as if it's because he's going to feel embarrassed? That's Lefisha Balit and Tam. That's actually for a different reason. That's going to come to explain Shalim Dim Yesh Lehem, because the ones standing around them have tzitzis. That's during the time of the Levaya. If that's the case, they're scorning them, that they're not significant. It's differences in the Gersois over here. Now, and he can't do it. But Shmuel will explain the teaching over here that that they actually only permit actually to eulogize him. But you're right, but to bury him with climb, it's going to be forbidden. But Tom preaches, like we explained, because he's going to get up at Tchisa Mason with climb. Well, according to this differentiation, Nicha min hagenu, our custom makes sense. We actually remove the tzitzis from the talus of the dead. The Kamak Rabbiachin, because we actually hold like Rabbiachin, the Polgat Rabbiachin, the disease are Rabbiachin, the Shari Afla Kaibri, he actually also permits to bury him without tzitzis. Well, Tamei, according to his reasoning, the Islay mitzvah's betel is because mitzvah are not going to be applicable in the future, and therefore that's why now it's so you bury him with klein. Vait Semach Leminigainu, another support for our custom is Mesechtes Semaches, one of the smaller Mesechtes, the Brises, Shetiva Abishol commanded, Hitirot Chilis Mapulyoni, remove the tzitzis from my garment. And based on these outer svarim, these not main corpus like Mesechtes Machas, we actually the meaning of Eilim is actually many things like those things, not like our Gemara. It's coming by Yichal Moshe, like laning by Yichal Moshe, but Lili Tanya is on the nights of the fast by Mincha time. Megillah, the Flamen Alf, and Alftanin, we actually learn other things, Kol Sabrachas, the curses and the blessings, and we don't. Rebbein Yitzchok and Mechak Lirushainim. Ben Nitz was differentiated for the earlier ones. Now, in their lifetimes, they were very careful with tzitzis all their lifetime. If they wouldn't have worn tzitzis by their death, Habaloig would be scoring the Kalim and others like Kaima that, oh, like as if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's why they put on tzitzis. But in today's times, people not so careful with tzitzis, I'd drop it to the contrary. And if we would put on tzitzis, Habaloig, it would be scoring them, limit to say, oh, Shekaim, that he fulfilled the Velikim and he didn't fulfill it. And even for those who did fulfill in Lahatl, we shouldn't put on tzitzis or levay shachem, not to embarrass the other ones that didn't. Because I mean, like we said, Mesach Zidav, Ayinav, Menav, Bersheinu, Mitvilan, Agabe Nidus, Mesis. Beginning, they used to table a woman that passed away when she was menstruating. And the living Nidus, that menstruating would be embarrassed, like, oh, they have to do a special thing with Nidus. So the answer is that they should table everyone when they pass away, not to embarrass. That would be the same thing, let's keep it even. It says, So you bake it and you sell it to a non-Jew, not in front of another Jew. Don't be concerned that the Jew and the non-Jew are going to eat in one plate, kolech and pita, each one from his own bread. Like we write, where it's not more severe, the bread of a non-Jew from Demai, Shemutta Betarevis, which the mixture is permitted, since it's not commented, they weren't geyser, so therefore here the Isra Pas Akum is not so stringent. So even if they eat in the same plate, that's not going to be a problem. So there's no concern that we're going to run into selling this bread to a non-Jew.